This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hi, Ben. I'm sorry. I'm shopping. I'm so excited. Thank you, T-Commerce. We have our very own merch now. Yes, indeed, we do. Just go to RadioGolfClub.com, and there's the merchandise, and you can find, oh, ladies' tees and sweatshirts and men's tees and sweatshirts and accessories and gifts. And here's something really cool. There's one, there's a lady's bag. It's sort of a, it's a nice little tote too. And then there are of course coolers, nice coolers. And there's a wine cup, you know, wine. It's not really a glass. It's really, really cool. And I just want to thank them again, T-Commerce, for putting this all together. You know, go and shop. Enjoy. Oh, and there are four different logos to choose from. So it's very cool. I'm really excited, obviously. Obviously, I'm also excited about my guest today. Bob Bupka is joining us, voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK. Bill Bales, founder and CEO of Clarity Golf, golf simulators. Didn't he do about golf? Yes, but he's changing. Okay. Michael Patrick Shields, award-winning host, Michigan's Big Show travel writer. Aaron Rago, director of sales, marketing, and communications, Princeville Mackay Golf Club. He's going to be with us. But first, we are starting off with the PGA of America First Lady of Golf, Mary B. Porter King, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
As they say, without further ado, indeed, Mary B. Porter King, PGA of America First Lady of Golf and co-founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, with First Tee now folded in, and she was captain of the Palmer Cup. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mary B.
Good morning, Daniel. I don't know where you get all the energy, but you energize me. So
good.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited that the First Tee is under the umbrella of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. It just makes me super happy that, you know, it just seems such a natural transition from First Tee, where you gather up the kids and just they're in a group. And I've seen them sitting and listening, and then they kind of look at each other, and then they get out there hitting golf balls and having just a wonderful day together. And pretty soon, over a couple of weeks, they've got fast friends. And I was told that my grandson, because of his, he's got that thing with the joints so that you could bend all kinds of different ways. And I thought, oh, he'd be a great gymnast. And they said, no, that'll hurt him. He can play soccer and he can play golf. So that's, that was perfect for me. And now we've got something really exciting at the Alawai with the Alawai Golf Center. Tell us about how that all came about, the transition.
Well, we can thank Mark Rolfing for that, and it all sort of started with the First Tee. As you know, the PGA Tour took over the First Tee several years ago, and they reached out to us to see if we could help our First Tee chapter in Hawaii, and we have, and we will, and it's very exciting right now. The PGA Tour is sending out a trainer from their national headquarters to help train and new coaches for Hawaii, and our goal is to get more and more kids and more sites open across the state. And the training starts the end of the month. They'll be stopped. We have one training, and the classes are full already, which
wow.
Makes my heart sing. So the classes are full. They can't do more than 15 per site. So we'll have 30 new coaches available to start opening new sites across the state. So I'm very excited about that. And like you said, the First Tee program is a national program, and we want our kids to be a part of that. And just it's a wonderful way to get your kids started in the game. And if they love it and want to keep going, there's so many other programs out there that we'll send them, and hopefully they'll play golf for a lifetime is our goal.
Yeah. Well, in addition to that, there's going from First Tee. If they love it and they're playing and practicing, they can move into Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And then
that's
you have
correct.
The tournaments for the, I mean, do you start tournaments at 6 years old?
But yeah, actually we're at seven. That's okay. If we have a stellar child, they can start at six, but it's usually seven. But yeah, we move them along. And there's other programs too, the PGA Junior League, which I'm a huge fan of that as well, because I think it's a way we should be teaching not only children but adult learners as well, because it takes the professional, the coach, out with the kids onto the golf course. And they play in a safe environment and a team environment. And once they get to that level, then they're ready to come out and play some competition, which is where our next level with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And from there, we hope we can give them opportunities to compete and be seen by college coaches and go on and be the Malia Nam and the hundreds of other of our alumni who have gone on to play college golf and done so well. Allison Corpus is out on the tour now.
Yes.
So Alex Chiarella from Maui is doing so well. All of them. Brent Grant going to get his PGA card. So, and that's not really why we're doing it. We're hoping to get them educations through the game. So.
And it works. I mean, they do. They get in, and I love how you bring in different groups. When you brought Vision 54, Lynn and Pia, to talk to the kids about the imagination, using, you know, vision, your inner vision, to learn to execute. And just the way they teach, it just feels so, it adds to the physical.
It does. We try to touch upon all of that. And when you have people like Lynn Marriott and Pia Nelson with Vision 54, who are Annika's coaches and Brendan Steele's coaches and all sorts of people's coaches through the years, they bring a whole new side of the game. And I think the side where children, to me, the best golfers in the world, too, play in that child's mind, and they have fun when they play. And the day it ceases to be fun, I don't think you do as well. So I think that's what Lynn and Pia really practice, is playing in that childlike mind. So I know I have to remember that myself sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have to get out of our frustrated perfectionist mindset, and you know, it's now it becomes work. You can't.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No. So you have these classes are full. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We love volunteers. We can't run First Tee, and we can't run any junior golf program, Hawaii State Junior Golf, without volunteers. And so if they want to sign up to volunteer, they can either go to the First Tee Hawaii site or the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association site and sign up to be volunteers. We need volunteers for walking scores, for shuttle drivers, and for all of our First Tee classes, we need volunteers. So that would be a huge help. If they love to be around kids, love the game of golf, we need help. So, and then the other place we need help, and it's actually paid positions, you know, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee, we're looking for to fill some sites, some job applications, and I think it'd be a fun position. So we're looking for a First Tee director, we're looking for all sorts of positions, and those positions they can also find on those sites.
Oh, good! I go check that out.
Come work out. We need people at Alawai to work the driving range and the golf shop. So we're looking for some young, excited, qualified young people to, and not necessarily young, they can be old as well, but that love the game and want to be helpful. And there are some paid positions at Alawai, so we need to fill those as well.
Now, to be a volunteer, do I need to know the game? Do I need to be teach it professionally?
Not at all. Not at all. I think what you need to do is you need to love children and be open to learning about the game and both the First Tee and First Tee Hawaii and the Hawaii State Junior Golf will help you. We give you instructions on what we need and what to do and what not to do. So all you need to do is have a heart to volunteer.
That's excellent. I was just looking online. Assistant golf coach work with certified First Tee coaches to deliver programs. On-course mentor. What does the on-course mentor do?
Basically, I think would be when you're just making sure they're safe on the course, for one, and go along and participate with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then there's check-in and check-out, so you help with registration and assist with checking in and checking out during a session. Golf equipment, you help manage equipment, donations, inventory, regripping, cutting clubs. So I imagine you don't have to know all of that. You could do some, and maybe someone else could do the, like, we need to bring, oh dear, his name just went, David Havens. He knows.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Move over here, David. We need somebody regripping.
Yeah. On each island, so that's our goal. So it'll be for each island. It's not just Oahu. So our goal is on for all the four major islands.
Excellent. Safety. Assist the coaches to ensure all safety protocols are maintained. You know, some kids get really excited, like we all do. You got to watch out when you're swinging a golf club that there's nobody in your backswing. Special events, help plan and execute special events that occur throughout the year. So lots of fun things, and you can go to hsjga.org. That's Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, hsjga.org. There was something else I wanted. Growth. Let's see now. Oh, you know, what about the sessions? These you're going to have the teaching sessions, right, on Oahu and Maui?
Right. Those are ready to go. Like I said, they filled up, which we're very excited about. Oh. And thanks to you and others who spread the word. So we have a potential of another 30 coaches that'll be able to take on classes and start new classes across the state. So we're very excited and getting ready to go, getting ready to fire it up. So as soon as we get the first class open, we will notify you for sure because you're so good at spreading the word.
Oh, thank you.
And the classes will start filling up, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. It's a very safe environment. All of our coaches go through a vetting where they have to go through a program called Safe Sports, and they do background checks on all of our coaches, and so it's a very safe environment for children.
I read this too on the website, and mentors show that you can never stop learning. Mentors help inspire students to be game changers. Mentors teach the importance of active listening. Mentors guide students to lead by example. That's powerful.
That's very powerful. And that's really what the First Tee is all about and the game of golf is all about. That's what I love about it. I mean, what you learn in First Tee, and you're also going to learn in playing the game of golf. So it's the respect, and it's all the things that the game teaches us as well.
If you want to get in touch via email, you can go to info@hsjga.org. That's how you would email info@hsjga.org. Mary B., you've been officiating. You've been a rules official for the USGA and others for a long time. Are you still going out on the road working?
Well, I am. It's funny you asked. I just came back from, I am the lead official for the Pac-12 Women's Championship, which I did up in Eugene, Oregon, a few weeks ago. And then I also run an event that used to be the Ladies Transnational Championship. We changed the name to the Ladies National Golf Association, the 96-year-old organization. I ran a tournament in Tucson. And then I was over on Maui with the boys and girls high school state championship. And then I take off tonight for the NCAA championship at Greyhawk in Scottsdale. So I'll be running that too. So yes, I'm still doing that. And then I'm actually the official in charge. There's four of us that are in charge of the Arnold Palmer Cup, and that's in Geneva this year. So I just booked my flight for Geneva. I have to take out a home loan, but the flights have gone up so much, I can't believe. But anyway, so that's in Geneva, and hopefully we'll have some Hawaii kids playing in that. We have in the past. Anyway, yes, to answer your question, I'm still busy. I also work the Women's Open, the Women's Amateur this year, just because it's on the West Coast.
Women's Am. Goodness gracious. Yep. But, you know, I'm totally jealous you're going to Geneva, Switzerland. That's...
yeah.
Yeah, say hi for me.
I would.
I miss that country. It's so much. Bring some chocolate back, will you?
It might not be many left in the box, but I'll bring you the box at least.
Mary B. Porter King, thank you so much for being on the show. You're wonderful.
Thank you for all you do for the game. Take care.
You too. Aloha. Coming back, Aaron Rego. He's also on Kauai, Director of Sales, Marketing, Communications at Troon, Princeville Mackay, listed on the top 100 greatest public courses. Isn't that wonderful? You can book a tee time at MackayGolf.com. MackayGolf.com. And if you're on Kauai. Now, let's thank the people who make this show possible and come back with Aaron after this.
We'll be right back to the Best of the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
I am proud to announce that the Golf Club Radio Show, streaming live show, podcast, has logoed merch. Our store is open, radiogolfclub.com, and it's right on the top. Has all those little blocks swirl around right at the top, merchandise. Just click that green button on our radiogolfclub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories. Yeah, it'll put a smile on your face. All kinds of different styles and hats and jackets and shirts. That's the Golf Club merchandise store, radiogolfclub.com. And thank you, T-Commerce.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
You know, we're going to have some of that stuff falling down on us. Not right away. We're going to have a little bit of rain, a little bit of sun. But there's supposed to be a front coming along. It give us more water. A lot of people don't, you know, think about it. The only way we get drinking water is if it rains, you know, and goes into our aquifer, which was recently polluted, which isn't good. No drinking water. What would we do? All right, let's bring him in. Aaron Rago, Director of Sales, Marketing, and Communications. He's Troon. Troon is the managing agent, Princeville Mackay Gorgeous Golf Course, listed on the top 100 greatest public courses. Welcome into the clubhouse, Aaron.
Well, aloha and good morning, Danielle. How are you doing?
Doing really good. Doing really good. I'm going to spring this on you, and I hope you saw my, I didn't see an answer, so I'm not sure, but every year, Princeville Mackay, by the way, that's Mr. Robert Trent Jones Jr.'s first ever solo design, something I did not know, and he's been on the show so many times. Okay, are you guys doing a Women's Golf Day event?
So we're not doing a Women's Golf Day event necessarily this month, but next month is Women's Golf Month. So we're going to be doing a series of clinics every single Monday geared towards women, getting them into the game of golf, building it from the basics all the way from chipping and putting to full swing and a full recap. So that'll be every single Monday from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 2:30. So we're taking a full month to dedicate towards women and being able to get more women involved in growing the game of golf.
Right on. That is awesome. It's just been so cool that where did you come from to Princeville? I know you were, I can't remember the name.
I've been all around the neighborhood, actually. So, you know, I originally worked at the King Kamehameha Golf Club on Maui. And then from there, I ended up going over to Mauna Lani on the Big Island, and I had a great time there. And I was asked to come here to, you know, to Princeville, and it's been an amazing transition and a great time for me being here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and with Troon is taking over.
Well, we're the largest golf management company in the world. We manage over 600 something odd golf courses at this point in all countries, or not all countries, on all continents, really, with the exception of Antarctica, I suppose. But it's been an amazing experience, and there's been a lot of growth and opportunity for people like myself to be able to experience these beautiful places.
Oh, come on, let's go build a golf course in snow. Yeah. What do you say? It's not going to melt. I hope.
Oh, I hope, right? Well, I want to say, like, getting back, I'm a little, you know, Mary B. Porter has been such a big instrumental part in the game of golf here in Hawaii, and it's a little unnerving to follow her, you know.
She is so down. She is so wonderful. Do you know?
If she needs someone to go with her to Geneva,
that's mine. I get it. If there's somebody to carry her luggage, mine. I do it. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready to fly and carry her luggage. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I'll do that. I was just thinking, is Pearl Country Club a Troon course now?
It is. So it is part of the Troon Golf family. So Pearl Country Club, Kapolei Golf Course on Oahu. We have the King Kamehameha Golf Club on Maui, as well as Kapolei Bay and Plantation. The two courses at Mauna Lani, right, north and south, Volcano Country Club. Here on Kauai, of course, the Prince of Mackay Golf Club, the ocean course at Hokuala, and then we also have a management contract with Kukiolono Golf Park, you know, on the
I love
side.
That little place.
That is, yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's a great track, for sure.
Yes. And there's so much other, you know, it's like a park. It is. It's beautiful. Okay. I had the lovely Dawn on the show, was it last week or the week before? She is really good. Yes, from Volcano Golf Course. And they combined to do a Mother's Day special. If you bought something at the Volcano Winery, they make their own wine, then you'd get a certificate to go play at the golf course. And if you went to play at the golf course, you got a special deal on buying wine. I thought that was such a great merger, a team partnership. It's great to see those kinds of things developing in the golf world.
And I think that's what one thing that Troon Golf and what we are the leaders in the game, or at least in the industry, and what we're trying to do is, you know, we try to exemplify that we're more than just golf courses, right? We're part of the community. And how do we engage in the community and give back, right? You know, and golf is one of those games that just automatically gives back, I think, more than any other sport, really, to the community at large. We host golf tournaments for charities. We have a large one tomorrow at our golf course at the Prince of Mackay Golf Club that benefits an individual that's going through cancer treatment. She's been a part of our golf community for a while, and we wanted to give back to her. So it's good to see that, you know, we're leading the opportunities in engaging with the community in ways that a lot of other courses may not be doing.
So. Yeah, it's really cool. And then my buddy, Matt Janella, shout out to the North Shore. His brother and, you know, nephews are surfers and have a great time. Matt came over to do a feature, and I think that was great for the Fire Pit Collective that he started exploring Kauai.
Yeah, no, that was a really an amazing opportunity for us to partake in. So it was a partnership with the Kauai Visitors Bureau. Sue Kanoho had approached us about this idea about, about the golf courses and how, what's our place in the tourism industry and how do we fit in? And a lot of times, people think that golf courses are just, they're just golf courses, but they don't realize that they're large open spaces where we harbor wildlife and we have our own culture, and we take pride in being able to foster these this natural environment, this natural landscape, and give back. And each course and each island has its own sense and cadence and has its own culture. And we want to make sure that when people visit us, they come as this visitor, but they leave as ohana, right? They leave as a part of our family and how we can share that aloha spirit with them.
Yeah, and an appreciation and a love for the, you know, aina, for our land, for the, you know, everything that is, you know, respecting it. Now, a lot of people get on my case about golf courses and the use of water. Speaking of water earlier, I didn't think about this course, but don't a lot of golf courses use brackish water, something we wouldn't be able to consume anyway?
Well, a lot of the times, with golf courses, specifically here in Hawaii, a lot of golf courses in Hawaii have seashore paspalum, which is a very salt-tolerable grass, which is watered with brackish water, which is not potable. So, and it's a mixture of salt water and fresh water. And I hate to say it, you know, as far as a destination, Kauai is called the Garden Isle for a reason. So we have a lot of natural water happening on this island.
Well, I'm glad, because otherwise, you know, we can't live here.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Humans require water. That's, you know, it's the thing about life. You know, it gives us life. Oh, this is very exciting. I'm so glad that Matt did this, and it was featuring your course and all the other courses like that work together on Kauai. And what do you call that? Is it a golf trail on Kauai?
So, yeah, it's the Kauai Golf Trail. So the Kauai Golf Trail consists of technically the Prince of Mackay Golf Club, the Ocean Course Hoku'ala Pu'akea Golf Course, which just reopened not too long ago. And we're so glad to have them back and available for tea times, as well as Poipu Bay. So it's an opportunity for guests to come to Kauai and experience all of the great golf that we have here on this island.
Yeah, and that's really important. I think if more islands work together like that, I think they do it on the Big Island too, in Kohala. There's something similar, if I'm not mistaken.
There was at one time, and you know what? I think we're working on getting back to getting something there to be able to offer people to go out and experience these different courses. And I think that's one thing about the golf industry. Like everyone, like the perceptive, it's funny, when you're in the golf industry, you somehow get this perspective like you don't want someone else to go play another course, but it's good for golf, right?
Yes.
It's good for golf.
Yes.
You want people to go and play another course so that they can experience it and come back to your course and so on and so forth. And a win for the course down the road is a win for us too.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
you know,
you heard Mary B talk about the price of tickets nowadays. If somebody spends what it costs to fly here, stay here, eat here, you know, to tell them, oh, you're going to be captured in this one spot and you can't go anywhere else, you know, they lose their minds. They want to see everything. They want to experience everything. They've heard so much about everything. So it just makes sense for golf courses to open their arms and say, oh, yeah, go see my, you know, buddy down there at Poipu Bay. It's a completely different experience, different part of the island. It's wonderful. I'm glad to see it. Aaron Rago, Director of Sales, Marketing, and Communications at Troon. He's at Princeville Mackay, listed on the top 100 greatest public courses. And love Robert Trent Jones, Jr. I've got to call him again. Ask him to be on the show. Do you see him often?
He does come. He's not here right now, but he does come very often. He had left, I think it was early April. He usually typically leaves, but he'll come back. He'll come back very soon.
Oh, yeah.
He has a house down in Hanalei.
Yeah.
And he's a frequent at the golf course. He hangs out all the time. He loves talking to our guests.
Yeah.
He shows them photos. And he's an amazing person.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, yeah. He spent the pandemic here.
he sure did. He spent the whole pandemic here, yeah.
Yes. He was here for a while. All right. Thanks, Aaron, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha. We've got our Michael Patrick Shields, award-winning host, Michigan's Big Show. He's a travel writer, and he's always on the road. I mean, you can listen to a Michael Patrick Shields online, too, just like you can listen to RadioGolfClub.com. Press a listen button. You get the online streaming, so whatever you connect yourself to on the Internet, you can hear the show wherever you are in the world. And that's the way it is for Michael Patrick Shields. So he's all over the world, and right now he's in the middle of fires. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
We'll be right back to the best of The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment, not only is their superstore open, but they've got new hours. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They are closed on Sundays. So is your old mower giving you a hard time? Upgrade to the Honda 21-inch walk-behind mower. It's only $499 with the mulch bag and discharge. And then a free extended warranty. That's a $200 value, so you're saving $250. Come in today to the new Superstore at 500 Alakava next to Costco gas station, or the Waipahu store. It's still open. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, Michael's Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields. He's a travel writer. He's got columns in Gannett newspapers, GoWorldTravel.com, Forbes.com, TravelTattler.org, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, Best Network Radio Personality of the Year, and an author. I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend George H.W. Bush, collaborator and author with Ben Wright, Arthur Hills, Larry King, and Donald Trump. Producer for legendary Detroit radio host J.P. McCarthy, Radio Hall of Fame. I better stop now, Michael Patrick, otherwise we won't have anything to talk about.
That is one hell of an obituary you just read. Wow.
Oh, you're still
I'm
with
still
us.
I'm still here, though. I'm still here.
Good to have you. That's wonderful. So, okay, so there's the oven. That's the R&D of Nike Golf in Texas. And then there's the golf equipment mecca in Carlsbad, California, not too far from San Diego. Tell us, how are things over there where you are? You're sending me pictures of things burning right around you.
Yeah, well, this morning I came to El Nagel Golf Club, where Patrick Casey is the general manager and head professional, because that's where the wildfires were. And when you were hearing about all week in the news in Laguna Niguel, and from the patio where we stood today and looked, you could see the smoke and see the fires. You could see parts of the hillside that were burned out. And you probably saw there were 20 homes that were lost to yes. that fire. And the golf club played an integral role, because it was like a war zone for a while, because these choppers would come and hover over the water hazards and suck water with a big straw, sort of, out of the hazard and take it up and pour it onto the fires. And so they opened up the clubhouse to locals who had to evacuate. None of the members lost homes, but it was pretty touch and go for a while there. And I asked Patrick Casey, I said, not too many golf professionals have to deal with this kind of thing, like wildfires. And he said, you'd be surprised with earthquakes and hurricanes and mudslides in California and the rest of it, that nature is a big part of being a PGA professional.
Yes, absolutely. Managing the earth. Not easy yeah. to do. Yes, absolutely.
They do have, the fire is contained at the moment, but there's one bit of funny irony. As you drive into the club, it's a beautiful area by Dana Point there. And there is a little political yard sign, because there's an election coming up for the school board. And it says, elect Lisa Sparks to the school board. And I thought,
oh, no.
What's going on with the wildfires this week? Having a name Sparks isn't very good.
No, that's so funny. Did you take a chopper up, because you sent me an aerial photo?
I didn't. Those were just pictures that Patrick sent me, though, that he took the golf pro there from what he saw and experienced during the week. And another irony of irony is Patrick Casey, who was at Brentwood Country Club for a long time before he just moved down there, his brother is actually a firefighter. And one of the big time ones where they'll bring him on a chopper and drop him down on a line, like a military operation, and he'll risk his life to go right there and be amidst the fire and try to put it out.
My gosh, you know, we don't understand the heroics, and for them it's their job. You know, that's really pretty amazing. What's the golf course like? Describe it.
Oh, it's in an arroyo. It's beautiful. It's colorful. It's scenic, and everything that you like in Southern California. It's private also, though. But if you did go to Carlsbad, which is where I was earlier in the week, maybe you've thought about Carlsbad like I did, as the home of golf equipment.
Yeah.
Cobra is there and Callaway is there, and maybe that's the only thing you equate it with. Well, it was quite an eye-opener for me to spend some time in Carlsbad. It's just north of San Diego. I mean, close enough that you could go down to the Padres game like I did.
Mm.
South of Orange County, so if you wanted to come in from Los Angeles, you could do that too. It's right on the Pacific, and it's a charming little village. And so in addition to the golf, it's a really cool, like, chill place to stay and relax and enjoy yourself. They have a hotel called the Cape Ray that is very, very comfortable with a view of the sunset and what have you. But in terms of golf, they built what was at the time the most expensive municipal golf course in the world. And it's the Crossings at Carlsbad. And when you play it, you'll see why, because it's carved into the side of the hill, right in the shadow of the golf companies. From the golf course, you can see Callaway and Cobra and whatnot. So you're like in the sort of Silicon Valley of golf, but it's really dramatic. Lots of elevated shots and target golf and all that sort of thing.
Wow, a lot of earth moved for that.
There sure was, and you get a bit of a cart. You wouldn't want to walk it. There's a bit of a cart ride here and there and everywhere. And in fact, geez, I hate to bring this up, but when they were about to open the course, after spending all that money on it, they had, the day before the opening, the airstrip nearby had an airplane crash on takeoff right into the golf course.
And
there were some fatalities.
Oh.
So it set back the opening. And when they did open, there was a fella who drove one of the carts right off the side of the cliff and met his end that way, too.
God.
It was a dubious start, but things have calmed down since, and they've put in some fences and things like that. So you get a lot of drama and a lot of history, a lot of tragic history, but it's very affordable, and it's fun, and it's not too far from La Costa. You're not old enough to remember when the PGA Tour used to start with the Tournament of Champions at La Costa.
That's right. Yeah, I'm not old enough.
But they did, and they did it for a long time because generations have won there. Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Darren Clark, and they had the match play there, too. That's also in Carlsbad. They have 36 holes, and it was a Hollywood hangout back in the day. And a nice fella called Eddie told me that he played cards with Lucille Ball, and he met Betty Davis, and that he handled Ronald Reagan's luggage at one time. And he said he was turning with the bag, and he accidentally hit the Secret Service agent, and his gun fell onto the tile floor. And everybody held their breath like, oh. And he said Reagan was so cool, he just looked up and said, Eddie, is that your gun? Because it's not mine.
That's perfect. That's perfect. You have the most incredible way of telling stories. I really love listening to you. That's why you're so good on the air. So they renovated La Costa, right?
Yes, and they are going to do a little more this summer, too. And they also have their what's called a robo-golfer.
Supposedly,
there are only 50 of these in the world. One is at Pebble Beach, and they have one at La Costa.
Yeah.
And it looks like a big thing that came down from outer space, like in the Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
And it moves your arms into the position it should be for the swing that's best for your body after they look at you swing. And if you want to, you can say, well, I want Tiger Woods' swing. And they'll program that in, and the robot will move your arms so you can feel what it's like
to be Tiger Woods.
Like Tiger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have it in their practice facility there, and you can try it. It's funny. I'm terrible. So I said to the teaching professional there, AJ was his name. I said, now, wait a minute. This is cliched. Back in the day when you give lessons, a nice-looking lady would come for a lesson, and you'd stand behind her, right? You'd put your arms around her, and you'd show her how to swing and putt. And I said, you've eliminated all that with machines now. What, how are you supposed to have any fun anymore?
What did he say?
He was, like you, afraid to say anything.
Yes. I know the guy who designed that. And every,
you do?
Yes, and every time I ask him to be on the show to talk about it, he always calls to be on the show, and then he doesn't. It's like he gets distracted. So every time he has nothing better to do, he says, and then boom, something happens for him. I'm glad I'm the trigger to make it so that, his life then, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going here, I'm going there. He's doing quite well for himself, from what I understand. Those are expensive little pieces of equipment.
I think he said it was about $125,000.
Yes. Oh, I'll just take one. Take one. Put it over there in the corner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now,
it costs a little bit to get a lesson on it, but they've got to give a lot of lessons to make that back up.
That's right. That's right. Coronado Island.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go there yet?
I did. Lowe's Coronado Bay Hotel is right there. If you like boats and you like water and you like to be near where the Navy SEALs train and you like to go in and have some shopping, and if you want, the Mexican border is a little bit away if you dare to go into Tijuana, if that's your kind of thing. It's a really fun spot, and it's just part of San Diego. So it's over the bridge and at the Pacific and on the bay there, and you can see the Navy ships and have natural beauty.
Yes.
And of course, San Diego is America's finest city, and the average daily temperature there is 72.
So
you don't need air conditioning or anything like that. They have it, of course, but it's a sweet, sweet place.
Yeah, the Hotel Del Coronado. That's that beautiful one that looks kind of like something out of a movie.
Yeah, it looks like it's made out of frosting and it's right in the middle of the island. It's been there for over 100 years with the red roofs and the white lattice and all that kind of thing. And it is undeniably a landmark historic hotel there, too. And that's in the middle of the village. And the Lowe's is just a little bit out on its own in the bay there. But sure, they have a shuttle that'll take you, actually, from Lowe's right to the Hotel Del Coronado, if you want to walk around and do some shopping and you don't want to get in the car.
Yeah, and yeah, my mom, you know, way before I was born, we went to, because I couldn't possibly be old enough, we went to the Hotel Coronado, and she said, you know, we could never stay here, but I can treat you to a little something for lunch, just so that you can get a feeling for this kind of society. Isn't that a marvelous idea?
Yeah, that's cute, and it is accessible to people. They have retail and dining, and even if you can't stay there, it's good for a walkthrough.
Yes, yes.
That hotel must have just been opened when you did that.
How long did you say it's been there?
Did it still smell like paint?
Just about 100 years ago? Yeah, I'm holding up really well.
I'll say.
Michael Patrick Shields, you are wonderful. No wonder you're my travel guru extraordinaire. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's an honor, and thank you to the very nice lady producer that answers the phone for you. She's very sweet and bright. She's living in paradise, too, and I salute you all.
That's Nani. Isn't she wonderful? Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, she is. Okay, thank you so much, Michael Patrick, and we'll talk to you soon. Aloha.
Hello and aloha.
All right, we've got the man, Bill Bales, president, Clarity Golf, making waves with Clarity Golf Simulator pricing. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
We'll be right back to the best of The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Idilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Idilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Idilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Okay, we got to give you something. All right, the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5. Yes, we have another one. And Rick just ran into someone who has one of the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5s, and he loves it. So we have one for you. If you're the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. 1111. Ninth caller, please.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. That's Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. Our listeners are consumers, too.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
Bill Bales, President Clarity Golf, and it's clarity.golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle. It's nice to talk to you after a long time.
I know. I was looking in my, lovely computer. Fortunately, I don't have to have a filing cabinet. I came across the Dawn of the Launch Monitor by Bill Bales. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I got into trouble with that one. But, yeah, I remember it.
It seems to me that you like to get in trouble because you're causing a little bit of trouble in the golf simulator world, aren't you?
Oh, maybe a little, but the reality is that there are a lot of good people doing the same thing that we're doing right now. In the golf simulator world, we have a kind of a new level of service to customers that I just refer to as integrators, sort of like an AV integrator. And these are people that just simply put together off the shelf third party stuff. But have expertise and helpful to people to selecting the right product and giving them expert advice on how to configure it and how to avoid the mistakes that you see made so much of the time. So I guess we're just being vocal about that. We look to the future for some innovations as well and some new intellectual property. But right now we're an integrator and we sort of love it, but there's some other great integrators out there as well doing really pushing down the price. In many cases, $20,000 or more for the same product. So it's a new day. It's really, life is getting better for indoor golfers.
Okay. Okay, Bill, because see, I'm reading this, Clarity Golf, Bale sees some of the laying down the gauntlet to respect to what Bale sees as egregiously high simulator pricing by many of the name brands. That's what I meant by you're causing some waves.
I guess I'm talking about it more, and we've formed an outstanding team, and of course, between myself and some of the other wonderful folks we've got a tremendous amount of experience. I was involved in bringing radar initially to indoor golf and then machine vision, really high-end imaging. And so I've been around, through the what I call the first two major paradigms of launch tracking, because really a simulator is just a really fancy launch monitor. But what has happened over time is that prices have gotten a little inflated, and you see some companies out there maybe spending a little too much on their overhead, and maybe the salaries are a little high. Who knows? We kind of take a different approach. I don't take a salary, and all of our team are highly entrepreneurial in their pay, and we have no highly paid people and a very efficient operation. And I believe that's what's going to be needed in the future, because there are other great integrators out there, and there's great third-party technology that anybody can go online and buy. And it's really just a matter of bringing knowledge and experience and then managing costs well to help with this indoor golf revolution that's really going nuts.
It really is. There are so many people designing indoor golf facilities. Dave Schultz, for instance, is one that is just taking it to, and I don't like this cliche, a whole new level. But it in his case, it really is. I love the fact that you can hit into the launch monitor and then all of a sudden your ball's on a green, within the same facility. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, Dave's been working on that very hard for a number of years. And from what I've seen, I haven't talked to Dave in a while, but he looks like he's really, really pulling something together at probably a good time. Topgolf has obviously had a big impact and and what the National Golf Foundation now calls off-course golfers, which they identify there's 12 million off-course golfers only, off-course only golfers in the United States, and 12 million on-course golfers only. So, you know, and then 12 million that do both. But you know, I mean, that, you know, indoor golf simulators have done a lot to that, but certainly so has Topgolf, and now you're seeing variations of that same theme with Drive Shack, the Puttery, and there are others that are in the planning stages. You know, going big with big parcels like what Dave's doing in California, and you know, it's really amazing. I just refer to it all as derivative golf. In that it's you know, in most cases, a very close derivative of the real game. I mean, the real game, okay, outside in the weather on, you know, big golf courses and all that. But there's a lot of room, I think, for derivative forms of sports. You know, padel is a derivative of tennis. It's the second most popular sport in Spain now. You know, and then that goes without mentioning pickleball. You know, easier to play, smaller space, takes less time, sort of matches up what's going on with indoor golf.
You know, pickleball, just truly amazing. There's been a tournament. There are now pickleball tournaments. I didn't think it had gotten to that level, you know, where you're playing for money. That's quite amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, even in baseball, you know, there's a new sport called blitz ball, and they've got a ball that if you can throw well, you can make it curve like a huge amount.
Wow!
And you know, that's becoming very popular. So I mean, it's like you see derivatives elsewhere, but probably, you know, the biggest derivative sport industry has to be still golf. If you see what's going on in North America and really all over the world.
New England Media named you their free indoor golf consultant. What does that mean?
I have a bit of a relationship with them, and I did become a very small advertiser with them, but then they came back afterwards and saw some of the stuff I had written before, you know, about the industry. You know, they recognized me as having, you know, probably as much knowledge as just about anyone, you know, in that industry. They have a lot of high profile or, you know, high net worth customers. They have a lot of customers that are into indoor golf, and their indoor golf issue is by threefold the biggest issue they do every year.
Wow.
And so Tim Branco, the editor and owner of New England Media with some other fellows, asked me to write a monthly column, and it actually goes in two of their magazines, New England Golf, Northeast Golf magazine and Coastal Home Life magazine, both in digital and print. And we're just trying to be very objective and laying out information about, you know, that would be useful to indoor golfers. So right now we're doing a series. We just about ready to release the second in a series of the critical components of a simulator. About software, we did the launch monitors in the first series, and yes, I have offered up, you know, at Tim's request, my personal services. My direct email is provided in the articles and on our website, and we provide totally free advice. And it's gone great because we've helped some guys get a better setup and a better design and save a bunch of money. And then we also get a lot of contact from the DIY guys. That's another sort of growing, very large sector of the business that didn't exist 20 years ago. The people that are just going online and buying the parts and building their own sims. And they don't buy stuff from us usually, but I love talking to them. And I learn, and they're educated, and they ask intelligent questions. And it's been a pleasure to do this. I'm really enjoying it.
I bet. This one paragraph. Clarity Golf's pricing often is a solid, as you mentioned, $20,000 lower than the equivalent name brand system. Bales even pointed out one reasonably priced integrator whose website sells a bottle of bungee cords for $20, available at Harbor Freight for $8.49, carpet tiles $4.75 per square foot. That can be purchased for no more than $2.79, and a tube of construction adhesive for $15 that at Ace Hardwell sells for $4.59. So obviously you have to look very carefully at who you're getting your components from.
Yeah, you do. But yet, on the other hand, most of the pricing across the board that I've seen has been reasonable as far as for the DIY crowd. I think these are kind of anomalous situations where you see that. But if you got a whole bunch of customers and they're just coming in and spending money, I guess you can get tempted to do those things. I used to do those things. I mean, I didn't sell construction adhesive for four times what you could get it for. But I was the founder of About Golf, and we sold systems all the time for $45,000. Where, with Clarity, we'll do a total turnkey equal to that as far as basically everything, for $25,000.
Wow.
And here's the thing, Danielle. I mean, the market's getting wise, and the whole industry is going to change. You're already seeing it with the name brands. I mean, some of them are making good, positive moves. I mean, it's taking place slowly, but they'll all come around, and it's going to be good for the whole industry. But I just want to be known as, a guy that figured it out and became a good guy sooner versus later.
Well, you are. you're a force to be reckoned with, as you got into so much trouble when you wrote The Dawn of the Launch Monitor, right?
Well, yeah, I got in a little trouble. Not that much trouble. But, of course, everybody knows what a launch monitor is these days. And, everybody's figuring out how to use them. Of course, they're getting a lot easier. But that's a massive industry, to say the least.
Yes, yes, they come on all sizes, and you wonder, gosh, does it do a good job? If it's, you say it's, how can it be as good as the one that costs, $400? And you're telling me I can get one for $125? It's all very strange. I don't trust it at all.
Well, here's something very interesting. If you go to the simulator and launch monitor websites, and most of them, or many of them print data about, the fidelity of their launch tracking, their margins of error, spin within X degrees and velocity within so many miles per hour or whatever it is. And you see all kinds of claims about we're the best and we're the first and all that. But here's the really scary part of it is, well, first of all, you're definitely going to get a lot more for $20,000 than you're going to get for $200, but you might not get any more for $20 than you get for $7.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Nobody on planet Earth knows really the level of performance of these systems. Because nobody's ever done any benchmark testing. Nobody's done. I mean, it's like you go in and you're buying a $45,000 simulator. It's like buying a $45,000 Audi or a BMW, except you know the horsepower and the torque, and you know the specs of the vehicle. You don't know any of that with these products we're buying today, and that's got to change. We're gonna do something about that. But that's going to be an interesting time when definitive testing of not just the accuracy of the launch monitors, but also the accuracy of the software, for instance, the trajectory physics that figures out from the launch data what the ball is going to do. I mean, if you're playing indoor golf, most people are going to want to have the most accurate results. Hey, they all feel good, and they all are pretty good to a degree, but we don't really know how good they are.
Thank you. You just really opened up a lot of minds. Bill Bales, President, Clarity Golf. We don't talk enough. Thank you for being on the show.
Sure, Danielle. Anytime.
Okay. Aloha. Okay. All right, Bob Bubka is going to be with us. There's just so much going on in this game. I mean, there's Phil out, there's Tiger in, you know, and there's just all kinds of stuff. Some caddy is trying to bother a player, and, you know, he gets fired for trying to distract a player. What is going on in this game? Hello. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
We'll be right back to the best of the golf club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KORL, YNI, Honolulu.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Broadcasting from the H Hawaii Media Center, this is Hawaii's official oldie station, KORL, YNI Honolulu. Oldies 101.1.
Listen online at hawaiistream.fm.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
He's the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. He's the host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. He's author of The Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. And his name is Bob Bubka. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
What a segue, Danielle. You went from Clarity Golf to Unclarity Bob.
Unclarity Bob. No, I think you are very clear in your understanding of what's going on. Maybe none of us are. I mean, look at this. We've got Phil Mickelson and we've got Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods seems to be playing. We don't know for sure because I think he's not going to know until the day of, but he's got a news conference on Tuesday. What are your thoughts?
On my thoughts whether Tiger will play?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that Tiger will be playing.
Okay.
How he's going to do, one only knows. Will the hot weather really help him? Will it really hurt him? And it is going to be hot. By the way, if you do hear some noise in the background, we're on our way to Southern Hills right now. We just pulled over in a rest area, and I assured Janice this is a perfectly quiet place to do this. And then a family of 14 with, some cousins involved also pulled up. So you may hear a little noise in the background. I apologize in advance. But
don't even worry about it.
Yeah, Tiger's going to tee it up.
Tiger's going to tee it up. Okay, it seems like he's got a news conference at Southern Hills, on Tuesday. All right, so Phil Mickelson has withdrawn from the PGA Championship. Were you surprised?
Well, about a year ago, right after Phil hoisted that Wanamaker Trophy as winning the PGA Championship, the oldest major winner in golf history, if I said to you, well, A year from now, we're going to have a situation where Phil's not going to be playing and Tiger is going to be playing. Don't forget, that was right after that automobile accident.
Yes.
You'd have looked at me and I'd have never got back on your show again. But this is what we're facing. I mean, Phil's not playing. Tiger is playing. Should Phil be playing? Boy, you know, I don't even know the answer to that. You know, some of the stories that are going around that he owes his caddy, Jim McKay, $900,000 in back wages. And a story also unsubstantiated at this point that he never would let Bones get the winning pin flag, which is traditional for caddies on bags. So I don't know. You know, every day I wake up, there's a new Phil Mickelson story.
That is truly incredible. That, you know, the idea that...
What will Phil do next? Well, boy, now it's what will Phil do next in the next hour?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, what was really cute is you hear all this lambasting, you know, about, you know, Phil's involvement in LIV golf and what Alan Shipnuck said, you know, and I've got it right here, and I'm reading it again, what the quote, you know, this, it's like, he really said that? Wow, and then we really made it public? You know, he really said that, and they really made it public.
Well,
there are a lot of people who don't like him.
Once again, Danielle, you have inspired me.
Oh, good.
It just popped into my head. Years ago, I was asked to participate in a birthday celebration for Carsten Solheim. He was turning 98 at the time, and they wanted some of his friends to submit a video that they would put together and play at his party. Well, I happen to be at Southern Hills doing the Tour Championship, which is the home of Oral Roberts University. And on the entrance to Oral Roberts University are these gigantic praying hands. I made a deal with the Tulsa Fire Department to put me in one of their buckets and take me up into the middle of those hands. And that's where I wished Carsten Solheim a happy birthday. And because of the inspiration from the one, the only, Danielle Tucker, as soon as I get to Tulsa this time, I'm going to call the fire department up, and I'm going to say, I need you again, guys. You got to take me up in those praying hands. I got to say a prayer for Phil Mickelson.
There you go. The boy needs help. I mean, you know, when they say that if you've got a problem, I mean, the thing about him owing all this money, everybody says stems from his gambling problems, that he keeps losing all this money. And if to come back into the arena where you're tempted to do exactly that which has thrown you onto the ground, it's dangerous. And 3 months is not enough time. You know, 6 months, I don't know. It's like asking somebody who's been an alcoholic and then decides, you know, I got to stop this. You put him back in a bar in 3 months may not be a good idea.
Worse than that, you give him a wine cellar as a present.
There you go.
You know, the answer to Phil's gambling problems is very simple. All he has to do, guaranteed to be a winner. Every time I make a bet, Phil, you bet the opposite way. You're going to never lose.
That's a really good idea, because he could, you know, any one of us would say the same thing. I don't ever bet on anybody because I would jinx them. It's like guarantee they're going to, you know, lose a ball 3 times in a water hazard. Now, the PGA Tour decided that enough with this nonsense. We don't care if they're playing in Timbuktu, anywhere on the planet. They're not going to go play this LIV golf tour. And that's all there is to it. Period. End of story. Make your choices. Were you surprised?
No, I think it's the only course of action really viable for Jay Monahan. I mean, he has to protect the events that he has. You know, it's one thing if there's no event going on the PGA Tour opposite one of these live events, but when there is direct competition, you know, it would be unfair to the sponsors on the PGA Tour. Jay Monahan, I think, waited too long. Jay Monahan has not made it public what he actually did to Phil Mickelson. No one really knows at this point. Is he suspended? Is he not suspended? Is he barred from the tour? One only knows. You know, a big decision, as far as I see it, is going to be at the hands of Michael Wan, who's now the head of the USGA, because, you know, Phil is eligible to play in the U.S. Open. Now, will the USGA say, hey, you're not welcome? I don't know if it's in their powers to be able to even say that. And I don't know if Phil would subject himself to going to Brookline and playing in the U.S. Open. But, you know, this is, you try and keep up with Phil, you better not go to sleep at night, because something new will happen while you're sleeping overnight, that's for sure.
No, you know, the question you or the statement you just made is, will Phil Mickelson want to put himself in that position? Because as soon as he appears in the media frenzy of asking him questions, demanding answers, what are you going to do next? Why did you take that stand? Are you still into it? Are you going to go play live? Are you, you know, are you one of those guys? It's like, I think it was Justin Thomas, and he said, you know, if you want to do that, don't talk about it anymore. Another person said, you know, every time you go to a player's lounge, at least one table is speaking about the LIV series. Okay? That was journeyman Mike Lorenzo Vera on playing LIV golf. And so it's an amazing amount of money, and you don't have to be very... I mean, you're not, if you miss, there's no cut. You get money one way or another. That's a big lure for people in the lower to middle echelon when they're out there spending money, traveling around, not making the big money that we talk about all the time. So I thought it was, you know, yeah, if you want to go, go. Don't talk about it anymore.
I think that tour, Danielle, is perfect for certain prototypes that are currently playing on the PGA Tour. Adam Scott, guys that are beyond their prime, but they have a big name. So they can demand big money and get it. You know, Sergio Garcia, you know, maybe he could win another major. I wouldn't bet on it. I mean, the amount of talent that now exists on the PGA Tour is so deep and so incredible that, you know, the mature player, you know, somebody in their 40s, it's really difficult. Yeah, and I know Phil was 50 when he won the PGA Championship last year, but I think that was more of a fluke than anything else. And don't forget, Phil, in essence, one of the greatest golfers over the last 50 years, probably only second to Tiger Woods. So when Phil wins, it's not just anybody winning.
Right.
It's somebody with immense talent. I mean, Phil's won 40 times on the PGA Tour. I mean, you know, he knows how to win. And now he's proven beyond any question of a doubt he knows how to lose.
Oh, okay. The other thing about LIV is that they don't have an outlet. Nobody's going to, you know, it's not like they have a TV deal. Nobody's going to be able to see it. It's the weirdest thing. They're putting up, what is it? Someone said LIV Golf announced a new schedule for 2023-2025. A $2 billion extra funding from Saudi Arabia. The new schedule includes 10 events in 2023, followed by 14 events in 2024 and 2025. These new tournaments taking place in Asia, Pacific, Middle East, Europe, North America. In regards to the newly secured funding and schedule, Greg Norman says, we have a long-term vision, and we're here to stay.
Well, I was not, I was asked not to disclose some information, but I feel tempted because of the long relationship I've had with you. But I've heard from reliable sources that Danielle Tucker's name has been bandied about being the lead announcer for these live events. So I hope you remember us when you get all that money, Danielle Tucker.
That's about that. That was perfect. I mean, that is so perfect. That puts that live golf thing exactly where it should be. Not a factor. it's priceless. This whole thing. Anyway, it'll be interesting to hear about the Centurion Club. Have you ever been to the Centurion Club, where their first event will be outside of London?
I have not, but I am excited. And I'll share it with you. I haven't mentioned this to anybody, but overtures are now being conducted to get me to go to St. Andrews for the 150th playing of the Open Championship. It would be my fourth Open Championship at St. Andrews, and certainly would be my last. But if it can be arranged, I'll be talking to you from St. Andrews once again, like I have in the past.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about that prospect.
Oh, that is fantastic. Bob, that's wonderful. Oh, gosh, that is great. Something else that, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, he's thinking, don't you think it's too soon for the young man to be playing in a major championship with his hand?
Well, only he would know that answer. Mm-hmm. The problem that manifests itself, Danielle, when you think about it, there are only four majors a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of throw caution to the wind a little bit when the opportunities are so rare. I mean, if he doesn't play, let's say in the U.S. Open, that's another chance for him not to win the U.S. Open. And, you know, you don't get that many chances. Just ask Phil Mickelson. I mean, of all his victories, he's never been able to win a U.S. Open, preventing him from completing the career Grand Slam.
All right. You know, you're right. I mean, I just find that, you know, youngsters, he's a youngster, youngsters tend to push the limits and sometimes hurt themselves in ways that they can't come back from as easily as if they just, you know, stayed away for a while. But it's hard to stay away because the energy, the draw is so intense. I wanted to be back in the limelight, have those the accolades from the fans and everybody around them. You are going to go to St. Andrews. There we go. You're going to St. Andrews. My question is, why don't you and Janice stay in Europe? And then you can just take a train down to Italy for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, 2 years later. That'll be nice.
Is it really 2 years later? It doesn't seem like
Well, a year later. Hey, listen, Danielle. Yes. Why don't we say congratulations to Alex Meyer, who's leaving
the
Century Tournament of Champions. And it's not Alex Meyer?
No, it's...
I thought that's his name.
Alex Urban. Alex Urban.
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 Sorry.
Yes. It's okay. It's all right.
This rest stop is selling Meyer hot dogs, and I got confused.
You're having a Meyer hot dog. Darn, I'm hungry, too. Okay. So, Alex is leaving. He's going to be the executive director at the Tour Championship. That is awesome for him. That's awesome. He's going to be close to family and friends. And he's now married. It is so cool. I thought he was married for a long time. I guess they were engaged. So, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful couple. And, I didn't write down the name of the man coming in, but he's been chosen already. One final thought, because we're only already at 24, and Janice is probably waiting to get on the road again. I love you, Janice. Okay, Netflix, have you heard anything at all about this thing that they're doing, following the players around for the Netflix special?
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not.
That's kind of gotten lost, hasn't it?
I was just going to say, you're right about Janice being anxious. She assured me that this is the peak time period to get a ride hitchhiking. So we got to get back out on the highway there. We can't be spending too much more time with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, blast. You know, and I don't know that they'll even open up the media center for Tournament of Champions, Century Tournament of Champions, come January. I certainly hope so. But it wouldn't be the same if you're not there. You know? I'm going to miss you.
I know. Times are changing, Danielle.
Yeah,
we had many a good year below that clubhouse, and I certainly would like one more opportunity of doing that with you, that's for sure.
Yeah, but if I get to talk to you from St. Andrews, I'll be happy. Yes,
you
I will.
You will.
Okay, so Bob Bubka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. He's host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, and author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. That's why I was thinking about the Ryder Cup in Italy for Bob. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you to Janice. Say, tell her I love her, okay?
My pleasure, Danielle, and just keep up that great work.
And I love you, too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Bob Bubka is wonderful. We've spent a great hour and a half. I thank you so much for being with us. All this time, and I've got to, you know, I've got to blow. It's unnatural for me to toot my horn, as it were, but, you know, we have a horn to toot, and I can thank T-Commerce. T-Commerce built us this great merch store. So I have a store where you can choose from four different logos for a hat or a T-shirt or a jacket, or a whole bunch of different things for men, for women. There's just a lot of stuff and things to come. We're hoping to have, of course, would be really cool to have, is the gift certificates so that you can give them to somebody you don't know what to give, but you know they're into golf. That would, of course, make me really happy that you would choose to give somebody a gift from my store. Go check it out. RadioGolfClub.com. That's where it is. And you just go online and you'll see the store. It says merchandise at the top, on the top, banners. And then you can just go check it out. Also, the Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is open now Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So they've got longer hours. They are closed on Sunday. You know, is your old mower giving you a hard time? You can upgrade to a Honda 21-inch walk behind mower. It's just $4.99. The mulch bag and discharge, of course, is included. Plus, they'll give you a free extended warranty. That's a $200 value. So all in all, you save $250. So go in today at their new superstore, $500 Cava, next to the Costco gas station, their Waipahu store, Aloha Power Equipment Waipahu. It is open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Another wonderful sponsor is MD Restoration. You know, when disaster strikes, it doesn't matter whether it's flood or fire. You need help, and you need it right away. You want to count on the people. MD Restoration, they are on it. Any time of the day or night, right away. Give them a call. If you need help, 528-3434 after floods. It doesn't matter whether it's from the outside or the inside. That all happens. They'll make sure they can get everything mitigated. That means dry out what's gotten wet. And they'll also make sure that they can get things back together for you. You don't have to go look for a contractor. They're licensed contractors. They can do it for you. And we're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game, yep, find yourself a PGA. It takes a long time to get good at this game, to be able to teach it well. So you need to learn from a PGA, a PGA of America member. You'll be able to get the game right. They'll help you find your swing, and you won't have to go find that robot that'll show you your perfect swing. PGA can do that. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.